Hello, everyone, and welcome to Why Am I So Happy? Paula V here, and today is our initial show. I am so excited and so honored to be on BBS Radio. And if any of you out there have heard my other show, I do also host a show on Voice America called For the Love of Reiki. And today, my guest is Kristen Eichel. And Kristen has been with me since the beginning of my Voice America show. She was my first initial guest, and I fell in love with her from that day on. And she is joining us today. Hello, Kristen.
Hello, Paula. Yay! Why am I so happy? I'm so happy because I'm on Paula's second radio show, and that is unbelievably exciting. So thank you, Goddess. You honor me for this time.
You are so welcome. I'm so honored. And, you know, what a theme. What this show will be, you know, sharing amazing guests, sharing insight, inspiration. We all have the opportunity to be happy. It's really our choice. Would you say, Kristen?
I would actually say it's not just our choice. It is also our duty.
Oh.
Because, right? Because how many times do we sink to the lowest common denominator of depression and of feeling sad and sorry for ourselves and all that? And that's, you know, frankly, that's like really easy to do because there's a lot of support for the pity party. However, to really stand up and to declare yourself as joyful and to do the work necessary to inhabit the space of joyfulness, that takes a real honest commitment in the space of some of the other stuff we've got in our lives, like what you see on TV or what that person down the street said or something that happened, you know, in your life. It takes real commitment to be joyful and to be happy, and so that you're creating a space, a venue to support happiness is wonderful. We need more of that in the world. So bravo you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yes. And we do. We need that energy out there. And we need everyone to realize how happy they can be and what they can bring into their lives.
Absolutely. Your dog even. Dog's like, yeah, hallelujah.
Yes. I love it.
Let the dogs out, right?
Let the dogs out. And actually, that is our kickoff theme, is let the dogs out.
Yay!
Yes.
Nice little segue there. Well done. Okay. So, yeah, so if we're going to let the dogs out, we're going to let them run around and be joyful. I'm just like imagining them like chasing the ball and leaping on each other and pulling on their ears and just like nuzzling each other's faces. And what better way to experience the joy?
Yes. Yes. So those are the mascots for today's show. We let the dogs out. Paula is in her second show.
Fantastic. Fantastic. So, Paula, I have to ask you, because I know you're going to ask me, why are you so happy?
My entire life, I have felt that happiness is a choice. I was... Briefly, history, I was born a premature baby. I was 2 pounds something. The doctors did not think I would make it through the night. I was given my last rites by a priest. And I survived. And I have felt my whole life, I am grateful for that. I was meant to survive. I am going to honor that and be grateful for that. And happiness is a choice, and I believe looking at what we're grateful for is a big step to our happiness, because really focus, okay, I have what I have, and oh my gosh, I'm so grateful for that, or yeah, I have what I have, but oh, I really want this and this and this, so I'm unhappy. We set that tone. I mean, I believe be grateful for what we have, choose happiness, and have our goals, have what we work for and what we inspire for, but don't forget to be happy for what we have, for those that love us. Everything in our lives that's positive. It's so easy to lose focus on that because we're so focused on what we don't have.
It's absolutely true. It's absolutely true. We can spend an enormous amount of time with our laundry list of problems, right? We can equally spend that time on our laundry list of blessings.
Yes.
It just, as you said, it is the choice. What are you going to write down and what are you going to pay attention to? Because make no mistake, our mantra is whatever we repeat in our head. Oh. And what we're repeating in our head is, you're horrible. I can't believe you did that. Look at your face when you do that. Like all those horrible things we say to each other, that's a litany we can turn off. That is a mantra that we can change to something of higher vibration, to something of higher intention. And just being even aware of having that voice, you know, I was teaching my class this morning and I was asking ladies, I'm like, who has the voice of their mother in their head sometimes, or the voice of their grandmother, or the voice of their great grandmother that's saying something that's less than flattering and less than awful? Those people aren't even in the room with you and you're letting those voices control you. How can you just be aware that it's not yours, bless it, release it, and then make space for your own to come in, and then give yourself that positive, beautiful, I am beautiful, I am bountiful, I am blissful, I am grace, like any of those other positive affirmations and mantras that you could say to yourself, that becomes your choice. And it's a discipline. It's a true discipline to stay in the frequency of joy, of love, of gratitude, because otherwise the world will be around you and pull you to whatever the level of the room around you is.
Yes.
So for example, if you walk into the room and it's a room full of like, you know, angry, drunk people, you're going to be pulled to that frequency or you're going to leave the room. There's just no two ways around it.
Yes.
But if you walk into the room of exalted, you know, enlightened masters, you are going to be brought up to that level. Or if you can't deal with it because it's not your frequency, you're going to leave the room. So you have to let yourself be in the choice of that vibration. And so having a venue where people get to come in and be inspired and spend a moment in this high vibration of love and light and happiness is a wonderful opportunity. It kind of gives people a little reset button.
Yes. Yes. Oh, absolutely. I love that. And isn't it so true that the vibration, the frequency level that we're in, happiness, love, compassion, or anger, sadness, jealousy, wherever we reside, really, people feel that from us. So if we are in a higher vibration, happier, more loving and compassionate, that's going to help others to raise their vibration level. I just love that.
Absolutely. And that is where it comes down to what I believe is our duty. It's our duty as stewards of this body. It's our duty as members of the team of humanity to uplift each other. If someone stumbles, you reach out a hand to help them get up. You don't step on their head and push them deeper, you know? We look to support our communities. And when we remember that, it's kind of like going back to that really old-fashioned precept of the golden rule, right? Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. And that's got nothing to do with religion. That's got everything to do with humanity and simply being a graceful, excited, loving, contributing member of the human family. And then that would extend to animals and it would extend to the earth because we're part of all of that too, right? So being that loving, joyous team member of earthlings, earth life, it's a graceful gift.
Yes. Oh, well said, Kristen. That is so beautiful. And you know, I love that duty. I'm gonna remember that. I'm gonna think about that. It's a duty.
And being of service is an honor, right? If we look at it, this is my job, this is my task, this is what I have been tasked with by having the blessing of having this body to be able to do it with, right? And again, it doesn't matter what your circumstances are. There are people in wheelchairs who do more.
Oh,
and people in their full faculties because they have learned the value and the gift of their life. And sometimes it does take a struggle and an adversity in order to remember, which of course I think is why we get the struggle and the adversity, right? So that we can remember the grace and the beauty and the duty that we have to be stewards of this life.
Yes, absolutely. One of my favorite sayings is, a server can become a leader by their actions.
Yes.
I think that's so
beautiful.
Amazing.
It's really true. It's really, really true. Yeah, I think that's powerful. You know, it calls to mind when you're talking about that sense of struggle and triumph and what have you. you've met my daughter, Kira. She's 10 years old. And she's very cognizant and aware because there's a, you know, the social consciousness right now that April is Child Abuse Awareness Month. And so, you know, she's 10. And so that concept is really huge for her to imagine that people would be anything less than loving and kind to their children. And that clearly she doesn't live in that home, but it was really a struggle for her. And so she came to bed the other night and kind of got up at like 10 o'clock and kind of snuggled in bed with me. And she was crying. And I said, sweetie, what's going on? And she says, Mommy, I'm upset about two different things. One of them is that there are children right now who are in suffering and who are being abused. And the other is that I'm not feeling as much gratitude for my life as I should. Oh, right?
Yes.
That stopped my heart. And I just hugged her. And so we spoke about that. We spoke about how being grateful and being in gratitude and being of service really is a blessing. And even though we may not know the people directly, when we hold that frequency, we just create more of it in the room. We create more love and more gratitude in the room.
Yes.
So lessons from our children, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Absolutely. So.
Well, everyone, Kristen, we do have to pop out for a moment for a break. So everyone, Kristen and I will be right back. Thank you, Kristen.
Yay. I can't wait to come back.
Yay. Hello, everyone, and welcome back. Paula V here, and I am with Kristen Eichel, and we are kicking off this brand new show, Why Am I So Happy? Oh, Kristen, how fun.
It really is super fun. And, you know, I think there's a lot of reasons we all get to be happy, and sometimes they're the same ones for years, and sometimes new ones come in, and sometimes our old favorites, you know, leave because it's just not in our sphere anymore. And I think that that's part of the evolution of really allowing ourselves to recognize our happiness and our joy and our passion and our compassion. And it could be this big, beautiful ball of stuff. And I really do believe that anything that we can do to cultivate this vibration of well-being, of happiness, of joy, it is a vibration of health and vitality as well. Our bodies are happier, not just that they feel the sense of lightness, but that they actually do operate better. I believe that our body is the densest form of our being, but it's not the only form of our being. We have these other layers of our being, right? The subtle body, to use the yogic term, the subtle body that's around us. So the mental, emotional, spiritual bodies, these alternate layers, kind of like little nesting Russian dolls, with the center being the most dense, being our physical body. So when we have our energetic bodies clear, clean, bright, and high, our physical body will begin to reflect that in other ways. It's not to say that you're going to grow, you know, angel wings. You may grow energetic angel wings, but they might not sprout out of your spine. But you will start to feel that sense of buoyancy and that sense of lightness. So I do believe that it is important to cultivate a variety of practices that will assist us in staying there. So the practice might be your yoga practice. It might be your Tai Chi practice. It might be walking with your best friend. It might be swimming. It might be, you know, long distance running on the beach. I don't know what those physical practices are, but when we cultivate a physical practice to get us out of our mental crazy, you know, that like crazy town in our head, we then get that experience of being in our bodies in a different way. And then when our bodies are having that space and that openness, and our mind has that space, that openness, that new thought can emerge, which is why a lot of times you'll be doing something that looks completely other, like washing your hair or taking a swim, and suddenly you'll get a new thought.
Yes.
Because you had to make space. You had to make space for the new thought to come in. So anything we can do to cultivate that is truly, I believe, important. So, you know, my background as a yogi for the last 28 years and as a certified hypnotherapist for almost that long and as a Reiki master teacher is to really cultivate this body, mind, spirit connection so that all three of those layers, as we think, as we express, and as we inhabit in our body, that becomes the layers of our expression. And you're right, other people feel it. They feel it as you walk into the room. I'm always telling my community, your energy precedes you. It walks in the room 6 feet ahead of you. So be aware of your energy field. Are you carrying something that's delicious, beautiful, and yummy that people just can't wait to just get all up in? Or are you this, you know, dangerous, dirty electrical field that just feels like static electricity in your hair? there's really truly a vibrational aspect that you can come into. And so cultivating that practice, I think, is really very, very important. So with your permission, I'd love to do like a little meditation to bring us into that zone, into that place of whatever happy means for us to this moment right now.
I would love that. I would love that, Kristen.
Awesome. Okay, cool. Thank you. So everybody, wherever you are, if you're driving, you know, maybe come back and loop back around and listen to this later when you're a little bit in a safer zone, because I don't want you to be in the alternate state when you are trying to be in the present 3D reality. Everybody else, please make sure you're super comfortable and relaxed. You can come back and listen to this, in fact, many, many, many times. Every time you do, you'll have a slightly different experience. And every time you listen to the show, I know you're going to pick up more and more information from yourself, more and more information from the beautiful words of Paula and from this moment. So thank you for participating. Thank you for playing. Just close your eyes and just take a couple of long, slow, deep, easy breaths, letting that breath sink down into your belly, letting your heart, your mind, your being expand. And perhaps you want to just rub the palms of the hands together just a little bit. Whenever we rub the palms of the hands together, we kind of connect to our breath and our body. It's like a signal. It's a clue to your awareness that you are coming into the present moment. If you're feeling anxiety, it's because you're thinking about a future moment that doesn't even exist. If you're feeling depressed, you're usually thinking about a past moment that you're letting bleed into this moment. So what I'm going to ask you to do is be instead in the present moment, your gift, right? The gift of the present. So just be here. And in this present moment, there's safety, there's security, there's balance all around you and all within you. And so you may want to take these warm palms and just place them on your body anywhere you want to feel this sense of gift. To your legs or to your head or to your heart, maybe on your back or on your thighs. And just let yourself breathe. And as you close your eyes, I'd like you to imagine or experience that you're rolling them upwards and inwards, like you're crossing them directly behind the bridge of your nose to activate and stimulate the pituitary gland. The pituitary gland is the master gland. This is the seat of your hormonal regulation. So whenever you start to visit Crazy Town, take a couple of moments to breathe long, slow, and deep, and connect your eyes upwards and inwards to relax and stimulate at the pituitary gland. And this will give you that lovely hormone download of oxytocin, serotonin, those yummy endorphins that make you feel super awesome. That is also a choice in order to create that space for you. So letting yourself be there now. Breathing into it like you're just breathing in a light. And now let that light be any color that you wish. Let it change. Let it be multicolored rainbow lights. Let it be sparkly gold, perhaps a silvery blue, perhaps a warm, radiant glow. And as you inhale, let it come up through the nostrils and imagine it swirling and bathing into your brain, into the pituitary and the pineal glands. Allow it and imagine it that it's going to begin to radiate in through the cerebrospinal fluid. Now, the cerebrospinal fluid is this golden magical elixir that keeps your brain hydrated. It surrounds every nook and cranny, even into the very center of your brain. There is a little lake of cerebrospinal fluid in the center of your brain that gently laps against the shores of the pituitary and the pineal gland. And this helps to keep you in balance and in regulation. As well, this cerebrospinal fluid also bathes the entire spinal cord as it drips down through the spinal column to collect into the sacrum. And so your entire spinal column, in the yogic terms, is this column of light. It is called the silver cord, the shushumna, this channel of energy that runs up and down the spine, which is why when you flex your spine and you move this energy through your body, you feel refreshed in your mind. You are pumping and hydrating that cerebrospinal fluid throughout your entire nervous system, and you're letting yourself come into a higher state of frequency and awareness. So now I would like you to imagine that beautiful cerebrospinal fluid as if it is being nourished by this delightful light that you are inhaling in. Let it pour through your nostrils. Let it imbue your brain, your nervous system. Let it follow the pathways of the breath. As the breath fills the lungs, the oxygen molecules are picked up by the blood that is pumped by the heart through these vessels and then carried to every part of your body. I would like you to imagine that this light is imbued in this oxygen and is being carried to every part of your body. Every muscle, every fiber, every cell, down to the nanoparticle of you, which in fact, on the quantum level, you actually are light. Imagine that. You are a vibratory experience, a frequency that is so fast that you truly are light at the quantum level. Breathe in that awareness. And let this amazing thought, feeling, experience, understanding resonate through your entire bell, like ringing a bell in your body. Let it be as if your entire being can be this resonance, can be this harmonic of light right now. From the brain to the cerebrospinal fluid, to the oxygen in your lungs, to the blood in your body, to every muscle, every fiber, every organ, every cell, to your fingernails, your hair, your ears, your eyes, and to the chakra level, which is that swirling vortex of energy that holds you and suspends you in this life to help you interact with the world around you in different ways. Clear and cleanse every level of your body, almost as if you could experience yourself as if you are a bright rainbow of light emanating outwards in these strips, these striations, these swirling colors. This luminous, clear energy. And just simply hold that awareness. Let it move through you in any way that serves your purpose. Let it begin to amp up your volume of brightness, to let you glow, to let you emanate. And as you begin to glow and emanate, you experience yourself as getting more and more and more and more joyful, more and more peaceful, more and more balanced, more and more relaxed, receptive, clear, and heightened. And inhale that experience now, feeling how delicious that is. And know that you can come back to this experience often. In fact, you will choose to come back to this experience often, because feeling this way is your birthright, is a gift you give yourself, and is a choice. On your next breath, allow all of that awareness to pour into your being, body, mind, spirit, aligned, connected, feeling that sense of grounded into the earth, opened into the heavens, and you being the conduit, the physicality in between. On your next breath, take a big inhale. Come back to the here and now and release.
Oh, that was beautiful, Kristen. Thank you so much. Ah, oh, I feel so good right now. That was absolutely wonderful.
Oh. Enjoy that glow. I know you have to go to commercials, so when we come back, we'll get to go deeper into that wonderful experience. Thank you for following that and playing with me.
Welcome. Well, everyone, we're going into a quick commercial. We will be right back. Thank you, Kristen. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. Paula V here with Kristen Eichel, and oh, she just led us through just a beautiful, short, loving, relaxing journey. That was absolutely amazing. Thank you so much. I feel so good now, Kristen.
I know, I feel so good now too. You know, it's wonderful when we allow ourselves to have these moments of just checking in and feeling great. It doesn't have to take forever. You can do it in five. That was like, what, 6 minutes? I mean, you can do it really quickly. So I hope your audience will keep coming back and keep coming back to get that feeling of joy, that feeling of happiness. And just remember to keep hitting that reset button, because every time you do, it's a fresh new experience all over again. So that's really awesome.
It's like it just sets the tone. It just sets the tone. Yes. And, you know, on the theme of happiness, I would love to put out there that everything that has sprung, so much happening, and all of my amazing guests and listeners, and you know, my show on Voice America, For the Love of Reiki. Let's talk a few minutes about Reiki healing and the happiness that brings us. And I understand that you teach holy fire. You teach everything. You taught me holy fire. You are my, I just love you. You're awesome. And let's talk about that a little bit.
So, you know, it's really beautiful. A lot of people at this point, fortunately, have heard the term of Reiki. And I don't think everybody knows exactly what it is, but they have this sort of general warm feeling about it. And knowing that Reiki is this lovely, you know, can do it touching the body or not touching the body, but really holding that loving intention of healing and well-being for the individual. And the good thing is Reiki is, you know, it's taught in hospitals now. It's taught in elder care centers. It's given to children. Actually, both of my children are Reiki attuned as well, and I've attuned my cats. I mean, there's no limit to the amount of energy you can share with other people. And so basically, if you're becoming Reiki attuned, it's almost like you're opening up a doorway into the room of you that you didn't even know was there. Yes. So it's already there. Everybody can do Reiki. There's no limitation or test or anything about that. It's just simply opening up a room in your being that just now houses that experience. And so once you become Reiki attuned, if you keep visiting that room, clearly, you're going to keep being able to inhabit it and decorate it and let that beautiful energy spread through the rest of your life. Like anything else, we can isolate ourselves and shut down, or we can continue to get bigger. So the more you practice that sense of really putting your energy to yourself and then sharing it with the world around you, the stronger it's going to get, like any other muscle, right? So some people say like, oh, I was attuned a bunch of years ago and I don't know if it still works or whatever. Look, if you were attuned, it doesn't go away.
Exactly.
It doesn't go away. You may choose not to practice it.
Yes.
But the Reiki didn't leave you. It's just sitting dormant in a drawer right now. So the moment you choose to take it out and just kind of connect again, rubbing your hands together and just connecting with your body, that is the attunement, the alignment being reawakened in yourself. Now, for those of you who have not yet, and I say the word yet, for those of you who have not yet been attuned to Reiki, because I totally envision a planet where everyone is healing and touching each other with yumminess, you can have that same experience of connecting to the energy in the palms of your hands, regardless of whether you've been attuned or not. You will get an amplification of it each and every time you're attuned. So if you had 9 attunements, which, oh my gosh, you would feel like your channel would just become bigger and bigger and brighter. It's kind of like you just clear the pipes a little bit more every time you get attuned. But you could even start by just rubbing your hands and just feeling that ball of light, that ball of energy that you just experienced around your body. Just feel it in your hands and then consciously turn it towards your body. That in and of itself will begin to flow the energy. But clearly, the more you use it and the more you also practice, the bigger your channel will become. So yes, you can do yoga at home, but when you do yoga in the mind and in the connection with 40 other people at the same time, it's a bigger energetic experience. So Reiki is just like that too. You get to share it with others. You get to feel that wonderful gift for yourself, and it does get to expand, and it will gently and lovingly go exactly where it needs to go, and it will continue to elevate your mind and open up your heart and ease some of the traumas, aches, and pains that sort of get accumulated like cat fur in our sweater, you know, like in our energetic field. We sort of get this like cosmic cat hair that we have. And I love my cats, but you know, you got to clean it off every now and again. So Reiki can very elegantly and gently be of service in that way.
I believe it is just so life-changing and just so beautiful and truly, truly a vehicle of happiness. I mean, what it does. And it's something we can offer ourselves, what it does for us, but with it also being a gift to others and to the world, oh my gosh, it just makes it that much more beautiful.
You know, one of the things that I love that that my students who've never, you know, experienced Reiki prior to becoming Reiki attuned, is that when we do the share and you have, you know, maybe 3 or 4 or 5 people all touching you at the same time, sending the Reiki to you, what my students inevitably report is that, oh, it was so lovely being touched in this very gentle way. And how I interpret that and how I share that is that most people are not used to being touched without an agenda. That oftentimes touch carries a weight of an exchange or a responsibility sometimes that can make us very uncomfortable. If you do this for me, I'll do that for you. Or if I'm pulling on you, or if I'm hitting you, or if I'm touching you to get you to do something, it can feel rather manipulative. But with Reiki, there's zero of that. We're simply sending, either by touch or just off the body or even through distance, just sending purely because we're in the alignment of the gift of Source. And there's nothing more joyous than that to me.
Oh, yes, absolutely. It is so joyous and so fulfilling. My journey with Reiki is close to 10 years now, I believe, and it's just been life-changing and opened so many doors.
And look at all the people that you've gotten to influence with that gift as well. And that's truly part of why we are of service, right? And I said this to my class this morning, my mission on this planet is to touch the lives of millions, either directly or indirectly, and keep that ripple flowing outwards. All it takes is just one stone in the pond to set up the ripple, and I intend to keep rippling, guys. So thanks for swimming in the pond with Paula and I, because we can't wait to get that tingle up your spine.
You have created such a wave of flow, and you still do. You do for so many others. You do your classes. You do your coaching. Tell us a bit about all that you do, Kristen.
Well, thank you, sweetheart. Thank you. It is a pleasure, and it's a joy. And I just say, like, I feel so lucky to be able to do what I do, because it's so much my passion as much as my vocation. And I started off in media. I started off as a model and a television host. And the great thing about that is that it really taught me where true beauty actually lies, is not on the surface, but truly within our spirit, within our hearts. And yet the work in television and being a TV host and what have you has really taught me how to be able to speak and how to hold my presence in front of thousands of people or millions of people or live on TV, you know? So it really made me have to, like, grow up quickly and also be myself rather than hiding behind a caricature of myself. So that training coming into now into my healing work and the Reiki hypnotherapy and the yoga practice that I've sort of melded together in this one world, I really call it awesomeness training. Because if you can feel yourself as being awesome, then you hold yourself to a higher standard. And so I do coaching and mentoring in that end, as well as for example, there's a variety of different practices you could do, whether it's your meditation practice or your yoga practice. And so I kind of figured that an easy way to pull meditation and mantra affirmation into our practice. And I wrote a book called Planning for Success. And it's literally a 6-week journal that lets you practice every single day for 5 minutes, a moment of connection using the yogic principles and philosophies to help you to see yourself. Because I don't care if you know how to do a perfect downward facing dog. That has no relevance to me whatsoever. What I care about is what happens to your heart when you're in the moment of presence with your body. And then the realization from there of, oh, wow, I'm so worried about what people think about my bottom that I don't want to put it up in the air. So then you start to hear yourself think. You start to notice your process. And that's the point. Wow, I'm super self-conscious about my body. Awesome. Now you have power, because now you've identified where you've held yourself back. Wow, have I not gone salsa dancing with my husband because I'm so worried about my body? Wow, did I miss a whole moment of intimacy with the man who loves me and that I love because I was afraid about some silly thing, right? And then we suddenly get to see the chain of events that we have held ourselves back from, all because of one little thing that we didn't think was even in the way. But when we get that moment to really experience it and hone it and practice it and clear it, then we have intimacy, love, joy, and harmony in a variety of ways in our life, because we've removed. If you have a little pebble in your shoe, you're not hiking the Himalayas. I'm sorry. You're staying at base camp.
That's right.
Working on the blister. So all I want to do is help you find those little pebbles that you use to stop yourself from hiking the Himalayas and getting up to that moment of exaltation. Because I'm telling you, the mountaintop is always there. And the journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step, right? And it begins right now.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Find those pebbles and get rid of those pebbles and do the hike.
Yeah, come on, let's all hike together. Let's all jump in. Come to my website and come to Paula's website and let's all hike together, because the more the merrier, right? Yes. Seriously, the bigger energy. It's awesome.
Oh, yes. And, you know, every day more people are receiving Reiki and learning Reiki and just raising their vibration and all of that. And it's just growing. It's growing. And we can all be a part of that. It's absolutely beautiful.
That's that ripple effect right there.
Oh, yes. The ripple effect has begun. It's I like to say it's also like planting seeds in a garden. Yes. Yes.
Exactly.
Well, everyone, thank you for joining us today. Our time has run out. I am so grateful. I'm so grateful to have you here, Kristen. And if anyone has any suggestions of what they would like to hear or would like to contact me about the show, please email me at paula@wellnessinspired.com. And a big thank you. Love, hugs, and blessings to everyone. Kristen, love, hugs, and blessings to you.
Oh, thank you, Goddess, and to you and to your beautiful audience. May the longtime sun shine upon you. All love surround you, and the pure light within you guide your way on. Thank you, Goddess, for holding space today.
Thank you. Goodbye, everyone. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Why Am I So Happy? Paula here, and joining us right now, I'm so excited, is Marla Martinson. And we are going to discuss, you know, the fun things that she does for happiness. I'm going to have her share so much with you. And I just wanted to get her out there and introduce her to all of you, because she is going to be in the next show as well. So, Marla, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, Paula. Hey, everybody. Thanks for having me on.
Yay! Awesome, awesome. Well, please tell the listeners a little bit about yourself and, you know, what you love about, you know, doing things every day that make you happy and
yes. And
what you have going on in your life.
Oh, my gosh, I could talk a long time, so I'll keep this one short. But, yeah, I love seeing Paula and talking with Paula. She's up there in Tacoma, Washington, and that's where I was born and raised. So we've got this great connection, and it makes me happy to go up there every 3 months into the Pacific Northwest. I live in L.A., and I am a matchmaker. I've been a high-level matchmaker for affluent men seeking beautiful women inside and out for long-term relationships and marriage. And I've been doing that about 14 years, and as you guys can imagine, it's not that easy. People will say, wow, your job, I'd love to do that. Matchmaking, that seems so fun and easy. The guys are super picky, and they're millionaires and billionaires, so they're very demanding. So after 14 years of having this, you know, I'm blessed to have the job, but the stress and shallowness of it, I've really cultivated this other side, all of my interests that really bring me joy and make me happy. And because of, to kind of counteract that, let's just say it's shallowness, right? I started doing energy work and really delving into my spiritual practice and taking all these fun classes with my girlfriend, Julie. Every other week, we would go to this place called the Imagine Center in Tarzana, and this wonderful woman called Goddess Tahita, who owned it, would give classes in creating abundance or connecting with your guides or all these things. And we took them all. And I ended up taking one that was called Crystal Healing. And I loved it so much. And I found out I could get certified. So here I'm going, I get certified, and then I go and get certified in Reiki. Next month, I'll be a Reiki master. And this month, I'll get a certification to do Reiki with animals. And who would have known, just searching for something to do for fun would lead me on this whole other path. And I love to write. So I actually just finished a new book, which will be out in about a month. And it's called The Buddha Made Me Do It, A Field Guide to Enlightenment. And it is about that exact journey that I took. I ended up delving into a lot of stuff and got really deep into some stuff. There's a lot of humor, and Julie goes along the ride with me. So it's a memoir. And you do something, and there, you, before you know it, things sprout out of it, and it's just incredible.
Isn't that just so fun, though? Yes, we start something and doors open and we can go a direction we never dreamed we would go. It's so fascinating.
Yeah, I never in my life dreamed I would be an energy healer, or I always wanted to be an author. This is my fifth book I'm writing, but every time I finish a book and I've got it in my hands, I'm like just in awe, like I did this, I finished it, unbelievable. And so that brings me a lot of joy too. And God, there's so many things that I love to do. And now I'm writing I got this. This is fun. This is so fun. So anybody out there who maybe has a stressful job or doesn't love their job, there are so many blessings that will come out of that. The experience you have, the knowledge, the expertise that you could turn it. So these 14 years of me dealing with the most difficult clients, I've now written a kick-ass talk called the talk is about how to deal with difficult clients. I think it's Are You Being Served? How to deal with difficult clients from a real life Cupid. So I've developed this 20-minute really fun talk that I can take out there and give to corporations and business owners and stuff about how to deal with difficult clients with examples from my own business and life. And as you can imagine, as a matchmaker, I've got some pretty good stories.
Oh, I love that, Marla. I love that. And everyone out there, you must check out her website, marlamartinson.com. It is one of the most beautiful websites I've ever seen. It's amazing. And also, she has been a guest on my Voice America show, For the Love of Reiki, because we are both Reiki girls and absolutely love it, and it's just so fascinating. And Marla, I just love, the story of how you got into doing the matchmaking, and would you like to share that with us a moment?
Sure. Again, I had no idea that I would ever be a matchmaker. I didn't even know that job existed, but I had come down from Washington State when I was 19 years old, down to Los Angeles to be a movie star, and so I got into doing TV commercials. I was lucky. I got a National Chevrolet commercial and then a couple of McDonald's, and I did some things, some print modeling, but I never made enough. I never got one of those commercials where you make 50 grand. It was always like a seasonal one that showed just at Christmas, or a regional one like biscuits and gravy that was in the South. So I'd make some thousands of dollars, but never enough to live. So I had to waitress on the side. So I was in the restaurant business for like 20 years and kept doing some acting, but it never paid the bills. And so at 39, I said, I cannot put on a waitress apron one more time. It was like I'd paid my due. It wasn't my dream. I never loved it. And that I was like, I can't do it. But I thought, what am I going to do? I have no other skills. I still want to act. I just didn't know what to do. And the universe swooshed in, and I met my now husband. And he knew someone that was taking over the management position at a video dating service called Great Expectations. And she knew I needed a gig, a part-time job, and she hired me. And I did the videos for the people. It was back when we had the videographers and the tapes. And I felt like a movie director interviewing these singles on what they wanted. I loved it. And then I was there a year and a half. And that's when I got the idea to write a book about, dating. And then I moved from there to a Beverly Hills matchmaking service and was there running that for like 7 years. And because of Great Expectations, they hired me right away at the Beverly Hills firm, which also was a fluke. I was looking in the Backstage West, the back of an actor's paper, and I needed a job again. And it said, Talent Scout, Fun Job, Beverly Hills. That's all I knew about it. I thought, heck, I'll show up. I had a friend who was trying to talk me out of it. Don't go. It's probably a scam. Don't go. I said, heck, what can I lose? I walk in the door and it was a matchmaking firm. So.
Oh, I love it. And you also, something that listeners can check out before the next show, you have a YouTube channel.
Oh, I've got my YouTube show, Conversations with Cupid. And guess who's been on, you guys? Our own Paula V. We talked Reiki. And I've got, gosh, by now about 175 videos up there. I interview experts on spirituality, health, wellness, business, authors, all sorts of things. We talk about everything positive, everything to help people have a more joyful life. There's even some amazing channelers, angel communicators, people channeling entities and aliens and some wild stuff. So if you're into that, which I love channeling. So if anybody's into that, you have to check this out. And it's just, look up my name, Marla Martens, in YouTube, and my last name is MARTENSON, and then it's called Conversations with Cupid. So I would love to see you guys there.
Oh, I love that. And when you come on again, we'll discuss all the different avenues, that the directions you're taking, your books, your energy work, everything. It's just so fantastic. I just love it. I feel so blessed.
Good thing I'm a Gemini, so there's two people here to get all this done.
Yes. All this fun. And in the next interview, we are going to talk about little things that Marla loves doing that makes her happy. And that's going to be a lot of fun. Because isn't it true, Marla? We all have those little things that we do that really bring joy to our lives.
Absolutely. Yep. And I have a lot of those. So listen in and find out what they are. We'll see if yours are the same or you have any of the same interests, you guys.
Yes. Yes. Exactly. Exactly. And we can hear a little more about your new book coming out, too. So your fifth book, that is just so fantastic.
My fifth book and it's my third memoir. The first memoir was Diary of a Beverly Hills Matchmaker, and then the sequel, Hearts on the Line, The Elusive Pursuit of Love in the City of Angels, and then this one is The Buddha Made Me Do It. And then I have a short story called Amateur Night, which if anybody's ever been a waitress or waiter, this one is about my days in Chicago working as a waitress on one fateful Valentine's night. And it's if you guys sign up for my newsletter, you get that for free. It's a short story, 5,000 words. It's super funny. So if you sign, you'll go to my website, you'll have a chance to sign up for the newsletter, and then you'll get that Amateur Night for free as a gift.
Oh, I love it. Oh, I have to read that. Marla and I, we actually have the waitress connection as well. I was 27 years in a restaurant working there and then buying it. And so we have so much in common. We are definitely
restaurant
sisters.
Veterans there.
Oh, yes. Oh, I so look forward to our next chat, Marla.
Me too.
This is going to be fun. I will enjoy having you on this show as much as I did on my Voice America show. It was so fantastic. So everyone, check out Marla's website and her YouTube channel until we chat again. And a big hugs and a happy day to everyone. Marla, thank you. And a happy day and hugs your way as well.
Thanks, Paula. Bye, everybody. Angel kisses.